Hello.
Hello, I am calling you from National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station?
No.
No one. Oh, okay. Thank you. Just wait 1 second. And just 1 second. All right. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race? These are your options: white Caucasian, black African American, mixed including black AA, Hispanic Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed including Hispanic or Latino, mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino, or other.
Black American.
Thank you. What is your age?
66.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote? These are your options: definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, will not vote.
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay, thank you. And what is the reason you rated your motivation to vote a 10, extremely motivated?
Because it's my right.
Okay. Thank you. And Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? These are the options: very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied.
I'm sorry?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wage or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead? Keeping up, falling behind, or getting ahead?
Keeping up.
Thank you. Now, I am going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. Now, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Okay, you said from 1 to 5.
From 0 to 10.
Oh, the 10 being?
10 being most important, 5 somewhat important, 0 not important at all. Again, it's protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
I'm